Hi, Tolkien Professor here. Welcome to my episode of announcements. As I mentioned in my last episode, this is a busy and exciting time for me, and I wanted to share with you several things that are coming up. First, though, I'd like to note that the easiest way for me to make announcements to listeners is through Twitter and Facebook. If you'd like to keep up more closely with what I'm up to and when new episodes are coming out and what cities I might be visiting, try looking me up on either site. You can follow me on Twitter, where my username is TolkienProf, or you can become a fan of my Facebook page. Just run a search by Tolkien Professor and you'll find me. Now, on to the announcements. First, as some of you have already heard, I will be making my first television appearance at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, October 5th, on the History Channel. The show is an episode in a series called Clash of the Gods, and it's been examining gods and heroes from mythology, primarily Greek, though last week's episode was on Beowulf and next week's is on Thor. This week's episode examines Tolkien and mythology, focusing both on Tolkien's relationship with previous mythological traditions and on Tolkien's fiction as a mythology in its own right. It's a fascinating subject, and I had a great time talking about it on the show. So tune in if you can. If you can't, there will be a DVD available after the series is over in a couple weeks. Second announcement. I will be giving a talk in New York City this coming weekend, on Sunday, October 11th. My talk is part of a much larger event. In fact, it's part of a large Tolkien festival in New York City this weekend. In the centerpiece of the weekend is a live performance of Howard Shore's score from Peter Jackson's Fellowship of the Ring film in Radio City Music Hall. They're going to project the extended edition of the film onto a huge screen and then perform the score live with an orchestra and chorus of 500 performers. It should be spectacular. On Sunday, there will be a series of short presentations on Tolkien from several different angles. Howard Shore will be there talking about his score with Doug Adams, the musicologist, and there will be talks by a Tolkien artist and a Tolkien linguist, and there will be, I've heard, an update on the Hobbit films by some of the movie people. At this event, I will be participating in a lecture performance called The Music of the Hobbit, in conjunction with Kirsten Cairns, the director of opera studies at the Boston Conservatory. I will be talking about the role of music in the opening scene of The Hobbit, and Kirsten will be performing a dramatic reading of a passage from the book and singing the We Must Away Our Break of Day song in the middle of it. It should be tremendous fun. The presentations are free and open to the public. They are scheduled to run from 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. on Sunday the 11th. The location is the Angel Oransons Foundation at 172 Norfolk Street in New York. You can get directions from their website, www.oransonsevents.com. That's www.oransonsevents.com. If you would like to learn about some of the other things going on in New York City this weekend, check out the event website, www.theradiocitylotrconcert.com, all one word. Kirsten and I have been left off their list of presentations on the 11th on that site, but I'm trying not to be frustrated by that. Okay, announcement number three. Lately, I have posted two recorded conversations between me and some of my former students. I've decided that I'd like to take this kind of content to the next level and get you, my listeners, directly involved. I'm going to start announcing particular slots of time in which I will be available by Skype live. During that time, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have or discuss any issues you find intriguing. I will record these sessions, and I'll post most or all of them as a podcast episode afterwards. I'm not quite sure how well this will work, but I thought it was worth giving it a try and seeing how it goes. Now, for the important details. The time of the first session will be 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, October 6th. For future sessions, by the way, I will change up the start time a bit so as to accommodate people in different time zones. So, if you have a Skype account, log in and look for me at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on October the 6th. My Skype name is Tolkien Professor, all one word. If I don't pick up your call right away, be patient. It probably means I'm already talking to someone else. I'll get to you as soon as I can. When I post the recording of the first session, I'll announce the time of the second session. I think this is going to be great, and I look forward to hearing from you. Now, announcement number four is also about some upcoming new content, but this is an even bigger announcement. This coming spring, I am going to be teaching my undergraduate course on Tolkien at Washington College. In that course, we will do a survey of most of Tolkien's major writings. We'll start out with a discussion of his essay on fairy stories, and then we'll read a couple of his short stories, Leif by Niggle and Smith of Wootton Major. Then we will go through all of the Silmarillion, The Hobbit, and The Lord of the Rings for the rest of the semester. But what, you ask, does this have to do with those of us who do not have the good fortune to be currently enrolled at Washington College? Well, I have gotten the permission of my department chair and dean to record and broadcast the entire course, so all of you will be able to follow along as my students and I talk our way through the whole thing. Now, the course recordings are not going to be like my lecture series. In my lecture series, I am taking my time and going into much more detail than I ever have time to do during a regular discussion class. The course, however, should give a good overview and introduction to Tolkien's works, and I will still be continuing my regular lecture series as planned. I'm especially glad to have this opportunity for the sake of all of you kind people who have written to me asking if I plan to do a lecture series on the Silmarillion. I know a lot of people have a hard time with that and would like me to talk about it more. My answer to these inquiries has always been, yes, I do plan to lecture on the Silmarillion, probably several years from now, so my undergrad course will at least be able to tide you over, I hope, until I get to do a detailed look at the Silmarillion later on. The course starts in late January. I will post the class sessions on my regular website and podcast feed, and it will also be available through Washington College's iTunes U site. Finally, I have one more announcement, which I feel rather sheepish to make. I've been recently informed that I have been nominated for a 2009 People's Choice Podcast Award. Apparently, they just started taking nominations, and I understand that the podcasts which receive the largest number of nominations will advance to a final round of voting. If you feel so inclined, therefore, I'd be honored by your nominations of the Tolkien Professor. If you'd like to nominate me, go to www.podcastawards.com and enter me in the education category. Okay, that's all the news that's fit to render into a digital audio file. Remember to tune into the History Channel at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, October 5th, and then to look me up on Skype exactly 24 hours later at 10 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, October 6th. Thanks for listening, and Godspeed.